The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
And thanks, Jack, as always. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening, and last week we started the first part of our fun with vinyl. I haven't played vinyl here on Swing Shift for quite some time, so I hope you'll pardon some and just enjoyed some wonderful music. My uncle, Richard, gave me some great vinyl discs, which are really apropos given what's coming up this weekend with the induction of people like Glenn Miller and Paul Whiteman and Max Morath into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. So, one of the albums that my uncle presented me with was Jazz in the Troc, the great Elis Trocadero Ballroom, which I loved so much, from the year 1968, and a group of 10 greats of jazz put together by the great Dick Gibson, who, of course, was so instrumental in bringing back mainstream jazz. As a reminder, Yank Lawson was on trumpet, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Cutty Cutshaw on trombone, Bob Haggart at the bass, Clancy Hayes at the banjo, Bud Freeman at the tenor, and the great Ralph Sutton at the piano, Maury Feld on drums, Billy Butterfield also on trumpet, and Lou McGarity, who was with Cutty Cutshaw in the Ben Goodman Band of the 40s, also on trombone. We'll start from 1968 at the Troc with the great standard from Don Redman, also made famous by Harry James and his orchestra, and this is Cherry. What a wonderful set of small group recordings. And we started out there with Cherry, which featured Cuddy Cutshaw and Lou McGarity on trombone. Unfortunately, Cuddy Cutshaw would die in Toronto just 1 month after these recordings from a heart attack. Then we followed that up with Just a Closer Walk with Thee with Peanut Sacco, a great example of what a jazz player can do with a traditional tune, as was Battle Hymn of the Republic, which not only featured superlative trumpeting by Yank Lawson, a member of Tommy Dorsey's band back in the day, and Dick Hyman, who just happened to sit in for that particular piece on trombone. The final piece was Wolverine Blues. Of course, that's quite a standard. Been around a very long time, and it was a great closer for the band that evening at the Trocadero and Elitch Gardens in 1968. And amazingly enough, folks, there were 2,000 people at the Trocadero. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to be here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock, presenting some wonderful music from the swinging years of American jazz and beyond. And it's my duty now to remind you that we are always grateful to the greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available at gphc.org, or you can reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. Thank you for the support from the greater Park Hill community. And we have a very special event that's being sponsored by KGNU. Robert McChesney and John Nichols of The Nation will present a talk on Friday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Alliance Center, 1536 Wine Coop, Suite 100 in Denver, in which they discuss People Get Ready, talking about the state of democracy in the 2016 election cycle. Very interesting, considering what all has been disclosed about how candidates are chosen on both sides this particular election year. So once again, that's Robert McChesney and John Nichols of The Nation, tomorrow night, Friday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Alliance Center, 1536 Wine Coop, Suite 100 in Denver. Proceeds do benefit KGNU, so I hope you'll stop by and learn a lot from what these gentlemen have to say. Coming up here on Saturday, there's a very special event in which there are some marvelous, marvelous musicians of Denver's past and Colorado's past who will be inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame, which is located in Morrison, Colorado. And the inductees this year have, with the exception of one, an historic bent to them, including Paul Whiteman, who, of course, had the most popular music band leader of the 1920s, and included in his band such great luminaries as Bix Beiderbecke and the Dorseys. And also tried to mix jazz influences with classical music. And as a matter of fact, he commissioned George Gershwin to write Rhapsody in Blue, which was first recorded by the Whiteman Band. And then in the later years, he would commission his arranger, Ferdy Groffé, to write the Grand Canyon Suite. At any rate, Paul Whiteman has been largely forgotten by Colorado, even though he was born and raised here, went to East High School in Denver, and became a first-chair violist with the Denver Symphony back then in 1906. And as I said, later on, he would get the jazz bug and decide to lead his own big band. After the peak of his career, he continued to be a band leader and, as a matter of fact, recorded with people like Billie Holiday. So quite a legendary career by Paul Whiteman. At any rate, he'll be inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame in the Glenn Miller Ballroom in Boulder on Saturday evening, along with Glenn Miller. And to celebrate the festivities will be the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Lanny Garrett, who, of course, remains a powerhouse here in the Denver area and a lot of fun to listen to and to see. She's quite an entertainer, been in the Denver scene for a very long time, and really a wonderful person to get to know. So, yeah, if you want to brave what appears to be an interesting weather forecast, it's a wonderful event Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at the Glenn Miller Ballroom. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can go out online at the Colorado Music Hall of Fame website, and they'll give you the link to order tickets. It should be a really fun event. So I thought we'd spend the rest of our evening celebrating why Glenn Miller is one of the members of that illustrious group becoming a member of the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. And let's listen to some of his great civilian band broadcast recordings from his Chesterfield radio broadcast days.
And the Modern Airs salute the Butler Bulldogs with a swell new tune, Blues in the Night.
Some big town,
yeah,
and hurt me some big talk.
But there is one thing I know: a man is a two-faced,
a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Gal Sal. the noon tune. Marion Hutton says you're a lucky guy.
You're a lucky guy. When you consider the highest bidder can't buy the gleam in your eye. You're a lucky guy. Thank your lucky star. You've got a honey who wants no money. She'll take you just as you are. Thank your lucky star. Hey, fella, say, fella, don't you realize it's fated, you fated, open up your eyes. You're a lucky guy. You're just beginning, so have your inning and let your troubles go fry. No one can deny you're a lucky guy.
Something Borrowed, Al Kemp's popular theme song, When Summer Is Gone. Something Blue, as if you didn't know, Wabash Blue. Something Old I Never Knew. Thank you. and adds the words to tonight's new tune, Let's All Sing Together.
Let's all sing together. Don't mind the weather. No stormy weather, just a jingle with a tingle. One, two, three, let's go. Oh, let's hear a bass note. Hoop-ba-ba, hoop-ba-ba, hoop-ba-ba. Let's join the chorus, cha-la-la. One, two, three, let's go. Let's all sing together. Birds of a feather.
From our good friend Kay Kaiser, his beautiful theme, Thinking of You. Something Blue, Alice Blue Gown.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and some very unusual recordings, because until 1959, they had never been released, and so they are from Glenn Miller's Chesterfield broadcasts. The story goes that Glenn would have all of those performances recorded because he couldn't hear the balance of the band standing in the trombone section, so he wanted to hear what everybody was playing. And thus, they made glass discs, literally glass, and carved them into grooves. And they were kept at Glenn Miller's attorney's office in New York City. Didn't think there was any value to them really at all until they were released by RCA in 1959. We started there with Blues in the Night, of course, with a vocal by Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke, and the Modern Airs from December 18th, 1941, Blues in the Night. The second piece after that was one of the Something Borrowed, Something, Something, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, Something New, and et cetera, things that medleys that Glenn Miller was well known for. On his radio broadcast from February 14th, 1940, My Gal Sal, You're a Lucky Guy, and Something Borrowed was When Summer Is Gone, and Something Blue was Wabash Blues. Sweet and Low followed from January 16th of 40, and then we had another medley, Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, I Never Knew, Let's All Sing Together with Marion Hutton, Thinking of You, which of course was Kay Kaiser's theme song, and Alice Blue Gown, Something Blue, from February 7th of 1940. Also from 1940, January 30th of that year, Hallelujah, and the Glenn Miller Band finishing instrumentally there. We're going to feature some more of those broadcasts in just a couple of minutes here, but I do want to remind everyone that this is Dave Gloss, and I present Swing Shift here at KGNU. I'm in year 37 of presenting Swing Shift here at KGNU, so I hope you're enjoying these broadcasts every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, please do call me. I'm in the Denver studio this evening at 303-825-0619. Let's continue on now with more of Glenn Miller and his orchestra.
But what if I say to the conga?
I ain't hip to that step, but I'll dig it. I never could see mazurkas. They're poison to me, mazurkas.
Well, I kinda like mazurkas.
I ain't hip to that step, but I'll dig it. When they invented the Charleston, I was a total pop. But say, if you want a Charleston, I'll never stop, I'll dance till I drop. I never could dig the polka, the corniest jig, the polka.
But what if I say do the polka?
I ain't have to do that step, but I'll dig it.
Thank you.
sings one of today's top tunes, Walking by the River, and a little fancy harmonizing on the side by the Modern Airs.
There's dew upon the ground, and not a soul inside. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight.
I hear a distant sound, I see a far off light.
I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. The murmuring waters say there's no time to delay,
so hurry on your way, my friend.
If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy end.
My heart is riding high, my blues have taken flight.
I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight.
Say, Confucius say.
Confucius say, a boy, a girl, a moon. Make wedding bells ring out in month of June. Confucius say, if girlie act too shy, boy never say goodnight, he say goodbye. Yo, hi, ho, love's a very funny thing. So honey, hold me tight, tonight's the night. Remember what Confucius said.
That was the new tune, and now from Phil Harris, we bar Rose Rule.
Thank you.
from bored to blue with the Whang Whang Blues.
And that will conclude Swing Shift for this evening. Certainly hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to be with you here on KGNU. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock, so be sure to join me next week with more great sounds of the swing era. As we approach the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, translator K229 AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz and on the World Wide Web at KGNU.org. And boy, do we have a surprise for you with jazz from 10 to midnight. And I'll let him introduce himself. So enjoy and stay tuned now for jazz. We'll be right back.